Andy Cosina of Wendell Energy Services, a Clarksburg Energy Services company, made a presentation at the December 17th Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting about their proposal to replace all of the aging lights in the schools with state-of-the-art LED lighting systems. Paying for these by using the utility bill savings these replacements would generate over a 15-year period. Wendell Energy has completed a free preliminary audit of those energy-using systems in the schools, which Cosina says shows that conservatively the schools could save $72,000 annually in utility costs, which amounts to about $1 million in savings over 15 years. And as well, they would have the new energy-using items such as LED lighting that would pay for itself using those savings. He explained that the next step in the process would be to advertise for both his company as well as any other energy service companies to submit proposals to do this work. Cosina said that if selected, Wendell Energy would perform the investment-grade audit of the schools, which normally costs $30,000, at their own risk, meaning that if the schools review the results of the audit and decide not to move forward with the project, Wendell Company would eat the cost of the audit themselves. However, if the project is approved by the board to proceed, the $30,000 would be rolled into the financing and ultimately paid for out of the approximately $1 million in 15 years of energy savings. The board voted to advertise for proposals from energy services companies, but Board President Joe Walker said other factors that could affect the amount of energy costs saved over 15 years, such as the possibility of schools being replaced or closed, need to be considered before they make any final commitments to this type of project. In his superintendent's report and special recognitions, Mr. Beam congratulated the Green Bank Elementary Middle School's robotics team for winning first place in the state competition and moving to the national finals. He also congratulated the PCHS forestry team for winning first place in the national forestry competition. He said they would be recognized for this on January 9th at the State Board of Education in Charleston. Mr. Beam also congratulated Joanna Burt Kinderman, the school's math coach, for being selected by Education Week as one of the three top national education leaders in the U.S. Taylor Techmeyer, the student representative to the board, delivered his last report. He will be replaced by Jared Liptrap in January. Taylor reported that the PCHS Christmas concert performed by the school's band, choir, and jazz band was held on December the 16th. He also reported on the sports teams and that the school held a Christmas dress-up week. He said that the National Honor Society has read to both Hillsborough and Marlinton Elementary Schools and will do so for Green Bank next month. The board approved its routine financial matters as well as a resolution retroactive to December 3rd between the board and the West Virginia Department of Transportation for a $15,250 grant to install two school zone flashing light warning systems near Hillsborough Elementary School. They announced a list of community and parent volunteers for the schools and approved Kenneth Beasley and Joshua Hardy as fourth and fifth grade basketball coaches at Hillsborough. They also approved the Green Bank Elementary School's team, Radioactive Lego Robotics, to travel to Detroit, Michigan for a national competition from April 21st to April 28th. The board approved a professional and service personnel agenda, which can be found at the end of this story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. They held a Matters of the Board session, followed by an executive session on a personnel matter that did not require a vote, and then adjourned. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.